Welcome to the Rough Places into Level Ground podcast, where we'll be studying various scriptures and their application to our lives. And as we come to God's Word, He promises to lead us in ways we do not know, in paths that we have not known, and to turn our darkness into light and rough places into level ground. Welcome to today's study. I'm Jackie Burns, and I'll be your host. When our journey is demanding and we're in need of care and rest, where can we turn? Who can we turn to and share every aspect and need of our lives? Who in our lives will always be there for us? Welcome to today's study called The Compassion of Christ. We'll be in Luke 9, verses 1 through 6 and 10 through 17. As we begin Luke 9, Jesus is sending out the disciples. They had already been chosen, ordained, and had traveled with Jesus, watching and learning from him. Now it was time to put into practice all they had learned. We know Jesus said to them that they were to go out, take the word of Jesus and the gospel, heal as they went, and cast out demons. Jesus had given them full authority and power to do so. Their true power and authority was not found in any type of magical ability or the ability to do miracles. No, their true power and authority was in Jesus himself, in their carrying of Jesus, in their belief and trust in him. Jesus instructs them to go out and bring nothing with them that would allow them to meet their needs. He told them to take no staff, bag, bread, or money, not even an extra tunic to clothe themselves. As we journey through our lives, what can we really bring with us that will meet all our needs? Is there anything we have that cannot be taken from us in this world? And anything that we might have that we can count on for everything besides Jesus? The disciples were to take nothing with them and were to depend totally on God for their guidance, protection, power, food, and shelter. They were to look to God for all. This is how the disciples were to apply all they learned to their journey. This is how we're to walk through our journey, to take Christ with us every day, to believe and trust in him that he will care for us. Now, the disciples' journey was demanding. They faced masses of people who wanted healing, desperate people, people wanting to be rid of demons, people tugging at them constantly. They would face unbelievers and those just wanting the healings, and those not interested in the true word of Christ. Their journey was demanding and exhausting, and at times even discouraging. And upon returning, they came to Jesus and told him of all they had done. Imagine going through our day, carrying Jesus with us, walking through our day, doing his will as we went, depending on him, leaning on him, trusting him to provide and care for us, and then returning to him, talking with him, telling him of all we had done, thanking him for our successes, and bringing to him our concerns and failures, fears and doubts, returning to him and sharing every part of our life with him. Psalm 16:8 captures this way of walking through our lives. It says, "I have set the Lord continually before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken." Returning to God over and over through our days, bringing him all our concerns, leaning on him to comfort and guide us. Just as little children, after a hard day away from home, maybe at school, return home to a loving father, telling him of their day, sharing their tears, their joys, seeking comfort, returning to a Father who assures us that it's okay, everything will be okay, because it already is okay. As we read further in Luke 9, verse 10, we see that when the disciples returned, Jesus took them with him, away from the crowds, away from all the demands. He took them with him to give them rest. Mark 6:31 tells us that Jesus tells them, come away by yourselves to a secluded place and rest for a while. Our rest is with and in Christ, and our time with him, even when that time is brief. He takes us with him, just as he did the disciples, and he gives us rest, refueling, strength, and comfort. Our God knows that we need rest, and we need his care. But we see that the crowds followed the disciples, and they were far away from any town or provisions. And as the day was ending, the crowds would need to be fed. And this need was far greater than any the disciples could meet. They themselves had only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. So the disciples went to Jesus and said to him, send all these people away so that they can go and get food for themselves. And Jesus responded, you give them something to eat. How many times are the needs that we face in our world so much bigger and greater than us and our meager resources? What are we to do during these times? Well, we're to do just as the disciples did. They gave to Jesus all they had. They gave him the bread and the fish. And as they did so, Jesus told them, have the people sit. And they obeyed. And like the disciples, we too are to give all we have to Jesus and obey. And as the disciples did this, all they had became enough. They, like us, must give all we have to Jesus, obey, and trust in him to do the rest, to do all that is beyond us to do. And Jesus did the same. He took what little food was given to him. He looked to the Father in heaven, and from the little he had in his hands, Jesus fed the masses. Not only did Jesus feed all the people, but when he was done, there were 12 baskets of food left to also feed the 12 disciples. In his compassion, Jesus fed all those who followed him and the 12 disciples who served him. Christ sends no one away hungry, and he cares for all. As we're in fellowship with Christ, sharing all of our life with him, following him, obeying him, receiving his guidance and care over our lives, we all can experience the compassion and care of Christ. As we move closer and closer to Christ in our lives, depending on and trusting in him above all else, we come nearer to the one true God who promises joy, power, peace, comfort, strength, and eternal life. It's in Christ that we find our life. It's in Christ that we stand unshaken. And we can experience his presence and compassion. As we close today's study, let's pray and give thanks and glory to our Lord by praying Psalm 16, verses 7 through 11. Father, we bless you, the Lord who counsels us, instructs our minds in the night. Help us, Father, to set you continually before us. And because you are at our right hands, we will not be shaken. Therefore, our hearts rejoice, and our flesh will dwell securely. For you will not abandon us to Sheol or allow us to undergo decay. We thank you, Father, for you make known to us the path of life. Your presence is the fullness of joy. In your right hand, there are pleasures forever. In Jesus' name, we give thanks and praise to you. Amen. Thanks for joining us for today's study. And until next time, praise God and God bless.